The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
My guest is Professor Walter E. Williams. He has been teaching at George Mason University since 1980, where he also was the chairman of their econ department. He's published a bunch of books, including one that was made into a PBS special called America, a Minority Viewpoint. He's also written Liberty versus the Tyranny of Socialism, something that apparently the candidate who won that primary didn't read. He also wrote Up from the Projects, which is an autobiography, extremely well written, and Race and Economics, How Much Can Be Blamed on Discrimination. Please welcome to the program Professor Walter Williams. Professor, as always, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, good afternoon, Larry.
Afternoon. Your column, College Destruction of Black Students, is up on my website, LarryElder.com. Why did you write it, Walter?
Well, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, she came under a lot of flack, and she just kind of casually suggested some of the effects of affirmative action. And she's a teacher in a law school, and she pointed out that she's never seen any of black students who are in the top 10% or even only a few in the top half of their class, and she was attacked as a racist by the university, and she was deprived of her class. So that kind of got it started. But I think that one of the problems that black Americans need to face is that schools like University of Pennsylvania, it's seventh rank in terms of law schools in the country, and what they do, they recruit black students to the school, so that white liberals feel better about themselves, and these students have a lot of difficulty that they would not have if they were recruited to some other school more in pace with their learning.
And the other point you make out is that the K-12 education that most blacks get, you say, is, quote, grossly fraudulent, close quote.
Oh, yeah. And I find it remarkable that black parents are not doing anything about it if they know about it. You know, for example, nationally, only 17% of black kids who graduate from high schools are proficient in reading, and something like 7% are proficient in math. And there are a lot of high schools in the country, predominantly black high schools, where not a single student in the entire school tests proficient. And one case I talked about some time ago was the city of Baltimore, Maryland, and there are 39 high schools in the city, and at 13 of these schools, not a single student tested proficient in math. And the thing about it is that you see that these kids are graduating, they come down, the cap and gown, and they're admitted to colleges, and their parents feel so proud about them, but they've received a fraudulent education, and the kids are receiving a fraudulent education in cities that are run by blacks. I mean, in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and Chicago, and Detroit, these are, you know, blacks have tremendous political power, but they sit in just idleness and watch the academic credibility of black kids being destroyed.
My guest is Professor Walter Williams. He teaches at George Mason University School of Law. Professor, in your autobiography and in the autobiography of one of your friends, Thomas Sowell, you both talk about the fact that this wasn't always the case. Tom Sowell grew up in New York, and he said these were schools that were segregated, but the Irish school and the Italian school and the black school, generally they competed pretty much equally in academic tests.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And Thomas Sowell writes, I think it's called Myths and Tragedies of Black Education. He points out that Paul Laurence Dunbar in 1900 and between 1890 and 1900, its black students, and there were no white students at Paul Laurence Dunbar, they'd received really shoddy finance financial support from the city, mm-hmm. its black students outscored white students in the whole Washington metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're blaming too much on external factors. Well, number one, for kids to get a good education, for any kid to get a good education, whether he's white, black, or purple, somebody must make sure he goes to bed on time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody must make sure he does his homework. Somebody must get him up in the morning and feed him breakfast, and somebody must make him a mind the teachers. Now, if that's not done, I don't care how much money you put into education, you're not going to get education.
Mm-hmm. Professor, Donald Trump is called a racist by the very people who polls show want choice in schools. His education secretary is a proponent of vouchers so that the money follows the child rather than the other way around, so that a kid does not have to go to a school like the one I went to, Professor. I went to a school called Crenshaw High School, which was the school that was featured in that movie Boys in the Hood. Right now, 3% of kids at that school can do math at grade level, and it is a school that has been adopted by the gang called the Crips. Now, if you're a responsible parent, you are mandated to send your kid to that school whether you like it or not.
That is absolutely right. And you know, one of the disgusting things about these white liberals who come out against vouchers, and they come out against school tuition tax credits that would give parents, black parents, some choice, they themselves, they send their kids to elite private schools. Or they move out to the suburbs to go to get the higher quality kids. The liberals in our country, the white liberals and black liberals as well, they would not begin to have their kid in Crenshaw High School.
Professor Williams, isn't this a consequence of the welfare state that has incentivized women to marry the government, allowed men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility? You've been talking about this for decades.
Well, yeah, that's a large part of it. And the thing about the black family that people don't really appreciate is that right now 75% of black kids are born to unwed mothers. And something like only 30% of black kids live in two-parent families. But if you go back to 1938, only 11% of black kids were born out of wedlock, and something like 80% of black kids were in two-parent families. And so you're absolutely right that what the welfare state has done, it has encouraged slovenly behavior. Now, it's just, you ask any economist, whether he's liberal or conservative, he'll tell you that if you tax something, you're going to get less of it, and if you subsidize something, you're going to get more of it. And what we've been doing is subsidizing slovenly behavior.
The column is called College Destruction of Black Students. The author is Professor Walter Williams.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.